Episode 2392, It's Good to Feel.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready to get some inspiration on. It's more, though, for your heart, your health, and your wellness. Oh, yes, it's Wellness Wednesday. And what better than to do something that makes you feel good, your mind, body, and spirit, because it's good to feel. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, it's good to feel the feeling rather than medicate it away. You may not like how you feel, but you'll learn it's temporary and that you can survive it. That's what Edith Eger says. It's easy to get wrapped up in life to the point where we medicate ourselves. We find something else to ease the pain, almost to the point of smothering your own survival. Have you been there? Maybe you feel it when you're too busy. There's just not enough time in the day to do everything. Yet in order to do what really needs to be done, you find yourself sacrificing your own health and wellness. Why is it that we could so easily let ourselves go in order to serve others to our own detriment? Maybe you feel like you have to prove something to someone or even yourself. That's why you like to say yes more than no. Or maybe you're saying no to the wrong things, and you really need to be saying yes to those things. Maybe you're doing it for attention. Now, I know you're probably not going around going, gosh, if I just act like this, maybe I'll get more attention. Oh, woe's me idea. Maybe not. But these are things you need to think about, because we don't. We just go about our daily life. I was just out driving with my son and my mom. We're still in Kansas, and it was not really so interesting, nor was it funny, but literally within a matter of 15 minutes, we had three vehicles that were in our lane going the wrong direction. They were weaving into, not us directly, but weaving over the line. And if I had not been paying attention, because I was the one driving the vehicle, well, they may have sideswiped us. They're going the opposite direction. We are getting so lost in our own busyness. We're getting lost in our own lives that we are sacrificing ourselves. And so sometimes we're just going through the day, well, thinking that nothing's going to change. But every day is a brand new day. Every minute counts. And it definitely counts when it comes to your health and wellness. And you know, sometimes when you look at our lives and our schedules and what's going on, maybe you're doing what you're doing because it's just easier. Maybe going out to eat 5 days a week versus 1 day a week is just easier. Your budget can support it, but maybe your heart can't. Think about that for a minute. We want ease, but with that ease comes what? Sacrifice. And it becomes this built-in excuse to reality. The commonality of all of this that we're talking about is feelings. You have to deal with how you feel and how you think others feel towards you, that you get caught up in chaos and in the mess. Feelings drive our actions. And it's there that you jump into bad habits or revisit old ones that worked in the past to subdue the pain or failure just because. Maybe the way you indulge is not necessarily going out to eat 5 days a week, but maybe it's having ice cream at 11 o'clock at night. Maybe it's running to your favorite coffee shop and not just getting a good cup of coffee, but it's a latte mocha something with something espresso, and it's got all this stuff in it. And if you were to look at all the ingredients, one ingredient might be great, but you add up everything else and you're like, oh my gosh, do you know how much sugar you're taking in? We tend to mute our feelings, and we mute them by doing things. Maybe you're a Prime member, nothing against Amazon, But it's easy to get on there. And within seconds, you feel this rush of, yes, I got it. And then you get to go back to reality. So maybe you're shopping too much. Maybe you hit the alcohol cabinet. You come home thinking, yeah, it's okay to have a glass of wine. Maybe it is. That's your choice. But how much do you really need that? And is it really something that serves why you're drinking it? Is there a purpose to it? Or are you just willing to say, oh, well, you know what? It just helps me get through whatever it is. We like to jump into the bed of bad habits. And we like to revisit old ones because why? We know them. Even if they're bad for us, we know them. But I want you to hear me very loud and clear. You are made for more. Your body needs you to take care of you. No more leaving your health to chance. Well-being comes by choice. So choose life to live, love, and impact. And that's what you got to do. Live, love, and impact. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. I love it. And I live it because I want you to go out and impact. Now, impact isn't just any word, right? It's I-M-P-A-C-T. I'm packed. I'm pressing ahead, creating transformation. That is what's happening every single day of your life with every decision and choice that you make. So live, love, impact. This is where your presence serves your health. So how can you do that? Number one, live for what serves your mind, body, and spirit. This is all about priorities. And I know you don't want to talk about it because yes, it makes you think about it. And you like what's easy. You like to do what you know. But maybe it's time to change things up. There's a new season around the corner. We're moving into the month of August. School is going to be starting soon. There's no better time than now to go ahead and say, you know what? I need to switch some things up here. Say no and yes to what works for you, not what works for others. You matter. Live what serves your mind. Live what serves your body. Live what serves your spirit. I know for me, I love walking. I love running too. But yeah, well, you know, I did a little bit running, probably not the best way. And I loved it so much that I literally pounded my feet and my legs and my joints into the ground. And I had to stop a little bit. I'm starting to run a little bit more now, but I still do it very, very cautiously. So instead of kind of getting down on myself that I can't run, I say, you know what, but I can walk. And that allows me to do exactly what I love to do, be out in nature, because that's where I love to be. And then I can see people. I can talk to people. I can pause once in a while. And yes, I don't get done very fast because it's my time. It's my quiet time with God. It's my time to go through my daily schedule. It even allows me time to coach women and men across the globe. So live for what serves your mind, body, and spirit. Number two, love. Love with grace and persistence. What do you need to stop beating yourself up about? Maybe you're in a season right now that says, you know what? We're traveling a lot. We were cooped up forever and now we're on the road. Okay, great. Maybe you're not eating the best. Maybe you feel like you've gained a few extra pounds. That's okay. So don't beat yourself up about it. Make better choices than what you have been. However, if you choose to eat at a fast food restaurant, then enjoy that choice and move on and do the next thing because otherwise, yep, you're stressing yourself out. And that's a whole nother episode. And where can you push a little harder? Sometimes we need a little shove. Maybe it's drinking more water. Maybe it's more fruits and vegetables. Maybe you need to eat a little more organic, not on everything. Maybe you need to revisit your budget. How can you have your budget serve your health and your well-being? That's a whole nother conversation. But it's important that we look at these things and have these hard conversations with ourselves, with our family, with our coaches, live, love, and finally, number three, you got it, impact, for tomorrow starts today. What do you need to change? What do you need to tweak? Because in order to make that change, it starts right now. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's the next decision that you have to make. It's the next action then that you will take. Do what you can do now. Create your now. Don't sit there and wait for life to be perfect. Don't sit there and wait and say, well, you know what? Maybe I'll put myself first when all the kids are graduated and in college and we're almost close to empty nesting. I'm going to do it then. Why? You're doing damage to your body right now. Maybe you think, gosh, I've got so much to do. Sleep is really not important. I get you there. I'm a woman not on a mission always when it comes to sleep, because for my whole life, I haven't really needed a lot of it. But yet I know my body needs it, and especially as I get older. And as I get older, if I'm not taking care of myself, my body, my mind is aging faster. I'm not serving myself. And understand, this is not coming from a selfish perspective. It's coming from self-love, saying, you know what? I need to take care of me, because otherwise, look, if I was not doing well with my health, do you think I could be up here with my mom for a week doing the crazy things that I've been doing? Up and down ladders. I think I've climbed, 20,000 steps on ladders. And I'm not kidding you. That's per day. That's a lot of glute work. I'm just saying. So do what you can do now. Create your now. Drop the excuses. Go out, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.